From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Kashmir, the region at the center of the dispute between India and Pakistan, there was a major attack today. Dozens of people were injured when militants hit a transportation center just one day before an historic bus trip is scheduled to take place. The bus will leave as planned tomorrow morning. It will be the first trip across the line between Indian and Pakistani Kashmir in almost 60 years. Miranda Kennedy reports from the scene of the attack.
Black smoke poured through the city and gunfire continued for over an hour after the militants attacked the building today. The heat of the fire was so intense that firefighters couldn't even enter. Inside were some two dozen passengers under police protection while waiting to travel across to Pakistan. Militants had warned them that the bus would become their coffin. For hours after the attack, no one knew whether the passengers had survived. Muhammad Latif, who works in the building, managed to break through the window grills and escape.
We were sitting inside the office. Suddenly the firing started. We heard the bloodshots. 10 of our staff trapped inside office. We are not sure, but we think our one person was still inside when we left from the window.
Soon, relatives of the passengers were streaming towards the burning building, crying and shouting at the soldiers. This woman thought she had lost her husband, a bus passenger. But police say all the passengers are safe and will board the bus tomorrow morning, bound for Pakistan. Still, the attack is a major setback in what India and Pakistan expected would be a major political victory. Politicians hoped the bus service would help build up confidence in the slow peace process between the old enemies. Kashmir is the sticking point. India and Pakistan have fought two wars over Kashmir since India was divided in 1947, and for the last 15 years, Islamic rebel groups have fought a low-grade war for Kashmir's independence from India. That conflict has killed almost 70,000 people. Security analyst Uday Bhaskar in New Delhi says the bus ride should give a push to the peace process between India and Pakistan.
I think that will have an enormous impact in what I call as the restoration of the rhythms of normalcy. We do not have to define territoriality just now. It's eluded India and Pakistan for 57 years. If the people are able to establish contact, if some modest trade is allowed between the two sides, and this particular rhythm is nurtured, I think it would impact the political process in a very positive way.
Kashmiris have long demanded they be allowed to visit their families across the line of control. Even though some of those families are separated by only a few miles, they've been estranged for almost six decades. For Kashmiri separatist leader Umar Farooq, this is a personal issue. Half his family lives in Pakistani Kashmir, and he's never met many of them. He wants to get on the bus himself someday soon, if militants allow it to actually become a regular service. But he's quick to add that starting up the bus doesn't make the larger problem of Kashmir go away.
We are not looking at the bus as only a communication link between the two sides of Kashmir, and we cannot view the bus in isolation. We have to understand the fact that all these measures taken by India and Pakistan will bear fruit only if they are coupled with political initiatives on both the sides. We can't lose sight of the fact that primarily the problem is political.
That seems to be the message of the militants' attack today. Kashmir has been a battleground for so long that it spawned many different political voices. There are those who want complete independence for Kashmir. There are those who want the mostly Muslim region to become part of Muslim Pakistan, and those who want to stay with democratic India. Many ordinary people are just caught in the middle, wishing that they could go on with their lives. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in Srinagar.